The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized one of the fellow servants and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. You could probably sum up these readings by saying, God takes forgiveness pretty seriously. But maybe we'll start with Sirach. The question of the prophet Sirach is so important to this Sunday's readings. He says, Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? The Lord challenges us and teaches us that forgiveness is not just good, but essential for our spiritual, psychological, and physical life. How often should I forgive, Lord? What does he say to Peter? Basically, he says, every time. Every time. Pope Francis reflected on this gospel in a Sunday Angelus and explained to us about the duality of attitudes in this gospel. The attitude of mercy with justice and the attitude of justice alone. He said this, in the parable, we find two different attitudes. That of God, represented by the king, who forgives so much because God always forgives, and that of man. In the divine attitude, justice is pervaded by mercy, whereas the human attitude is limited by justice, or to justice alone. Jesus consistently calls every person to choose mercy, to choose forgiveness. Choose to let things go. And no, it is not and will never be easy to do this. It's never easy to forgive someone who has done evil upon you or people that you love. There are situations where many may say, I will never forgive that person. In this struggle, the Lord calls us to have a divine attitude. Our life with God can cultivate in our hearts and minds an attitude of God for all people, the attitude that always offers divine mercy. You may remember a movie that came out a few years ago. It was not a real well-known movie. It was called Of God and Men. It was based on the true story of a monastery of Trappist monks, and particularly seven of these monks. They were living in Algeria, but they were French monks. And they were captured by a terrorist group in Algeria. Seven of them were captured and held hostage. They were French monks, and the terrorist group did this to negotiate a trade for a prisoner being held by the French government, another terrorist. The trade, of course, did not happen, and the monks were killed. Now, the movie goes further into the whole story of how these Trappist monks faced this horror in their life. One of the monks, though, and this is not, I don't think, in the movie very clearly, but one of the monks that died 2 years before this happened, he had a premonition of the event. There was already a lot of terrorist activity in Algeria at the time. So he believed that he would be killed by terrorists at some time in his life. Because of this, at the time he decided to write a letter, and part of the letter is addressed directly to his killer. And it's a profound letter if you want to go online and find it and read the whole thing. The words are inspiring, and I just want to read you part of the letter, a smaller part. He said, I would like, when the time comes, to have a space of clearness that would allow me to beg forgiveness of God and of my fellow human beings, and at the same time, to forgive with all my heart the one who will strike me down. And he says these next words directly to his killer. He says, for this life lost, I give thanks to God. In this thank you, which is said for everything in my life from now on, I certainly include you, my last minute friend, who will not have known what you are doing. I commend you to the God in whose face I see yours. And may we find each other, happy good thieves in paradise, if it please God, the Father of us both. Now that's a prayer to take to your own prayer. Words to take to our own relationship with God. His prayer at the end of his life was to meet his killer in heaven. How do we forgive with a divine attitude? How can forgiveness, even in these most horrible of circumstances, how can forgiveness ever be possible? I would suggest begin with a desire for the salvation of that person. While we may not like them, and in fact hate them, and that's real, a real emotion, if we begin with a prayer for God to save them, then our journey to forgiveness can begin. And it is a journey to forgive, one that can take a long time, a lifetime, and it requires patience and prayer. Forgive from your heart. Seek the attitude of the Father of mercy and love. Choose to live in this divine attitude that brings mercy and peace to the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.